I'm Ronnie, alongside my amazing co-host Shelby. We're here to keep it real, share our journey, and break down the barriers of imperfection.
We're two business owners flying by the seat of our pants, showing you progress is always more important than perfection.
Whether you're just starting out or looking to take your business to the next level, we've got tips, tricks, and hold my beer moments to get you there.
So grab your favorite brew, sit back, and join us as we navigate the ups and downs of entrepreneurship.
In today's episode, we're going to be talking about how to find your true north when it comes to your brand. What are you putting into your shop that says, this is me? Are you making it yourself? Are you finding a brand somewhere else? A local maker? Whatever it is, grab your favorite brew and let's get going. No, we're all about community over competition.
100%.
But I think there's a line that can be crossed when you have another shop in your area and they are grabbing the same products that you have. It gets really disheartening. Say you've spent months finding this niche brand for you, and then all of a sudden they're being sold in a shop down the street or in the town over, and you're saying, I worked so hard for this. And you want to throw in the towel when things like that happen. But and I cannot blame the distributors, because they're small businesses too. And the more sales they make, the better for them. So I totally get that. There's only so much zip code protection they can do, because I've seen it in the past where you think you're selling to somebody as a wholesaler. You think you're selling to someone. They're shipping it to their house. And then you find out that their actual shop is in a whole nother town.
Two towns or three towns over.
Next to someone else that already carries your product. And you're going, I shipped it to a different location. And from my understanding, I mean, I can't go to California or Illinois and check every single business. And there are hundreds of shops that carry My Country Story products. I'll do my best to say, hey, I know there's a shop next door that's carrying this, this, and this. I don't know the conversations they're having in their communities. I don't know that they have a neighbor that's going to want to carry the same product. And with the bigger brands, that's even harder. There are reps for companies like Demdeco and Rifle, but they're going to still sell to the businesses right next door. You can't control that. So it's up to you to make sure that you have product that is unique to you. And if that means you have to make your own product, well, then sometimes you have to make some of your own product.
But like you said, as we're buying from small makers, you're also curating your style and what you like and what you know. If I can't find it, can I make it? And then you're dropping down that barrier. Can I do that? Oh, heck yes, I can do that. Anything's obtainable with a lot of with research and enough wanting.
It is a big buy-in emotionally and financially to create your own brand, because it's so easy to go onto a website and say, I want to carry candles and I want 20 cents. Great. If you make it yourself, you don't have to invest in all of the product for that. That's a bigger buy-in. But if you can promote your brand in a way that you're renewing those purchases with your customers, then it's worth it. You also have to have the time commitment for it. I'm saying, if you want to do it, definitely do the research and do it. Make sure you have it on point. Find your brand aesthetic. Find your packaging that makes you unique. Because you want to stand out if you're going to go through all of that work and say, this is me. And it feels like my brand. And whether or not I tell someone I make it, it still fits in my store.
Yeah. Going back to people coming in, I think people, when they get inspiration and they see different things, and it could either be on Pinterest, it could be anywhere, wherever you're looking, if you're pulling little bits and pieces from everything to make your own in your own bottle, I think people subconsciously, when you see other things and you're going around, it's in your mind because you've seen, you've been in the stores locally in your town, and you're like, ooh, that's a good thing for them. I should find something similar, if you are trying to compare and contrast.
Similar is the key word. You do not have to carry the same brand if you like the look of it. There are brands that are similar. So a great example, I think, is there are brands like Rifle, where you see it and you know exactly who that brand is just by the aesthetic. One Canoe 2 has a very similar feel. Fox and Fallow has a very similar feel. And when you put those brands together, you can see the differences. So your neighbor could be carrying Rifle and you carry One Canoe 2 and another one carries Fox and Fallow. You've got options that kind of are similar, so you can still get the vibe of the thing you liked, but without stepping on anyone's toes, because they each have different products within those categories. Mm-hmm. Some of them have puzzles. Rifle has expanded so far. They've got rugs and Ked, and they're much bigger. If you're going to carry Rifle and you want to go big, they've got so much to choose from. One Canoe 2, you've got a lot of stationary items. So you can find a vibe without stepping on people's toes or carrying the same product.
Same exact products,
you just have to do the research to find those other brands. And that might mean going to New York now.
Mm-hmm.
That might mean going to Atlanta. That might mean scrolling both of those markets' Instagram accounts.
Oh, yeah.
Looking, if you can't make it, do the research.
Yep.
I will be sitting there at 10:30 at night when my kids are finally in bed, scrolling through market pages because I couldn't make it because I've got toddlers. But I get to see the new brands that are coming
and their products out. They're releasing.
And then you can reach out to those companies and say, I saw you online. I couldn't really see your product. Can I get more info?
Mm-hmm.
And you will feel so much better knowing that you have taken the time to find a brand that fits you and that their mission fits you too.
Yeah.
And not just taking it from a shop that you walked into.
And it's getting to know the makers behind it, which I think is where the passion is. It's the energetics behind the products. When you really know the maker, you're not just buying the product to put it into your shop. When I started, I wasn't going on wholesale websites at first. I slowly added those in, but I was organically making connections with people. Mm-hmm. So it really started on Instagram, where I'd find a product that I liked. I'd start conversing in DMs with this person. Do you wholesale? And I'd start to know about them. Same thing on their Facebook. You get to see their face, who they're about, what they're about, being a small maker, where they're from. So you get this little organic connection established beforehand, even carrying the product. So you have a little bit more love and excitement for them also, because you got to know the person behind it.
Exactly. And I think that's really important when you can go to shows, because then you can meet those people in person.
Yep.
If you live in New England, the New England Made Show, they do it twice a year. It's a great opportunity to meet those smaller local makers.
Mm-hmm.
If you can go to New York now, it's super overwhelming. There's so many people there. But you can find some really small companies that you wouldn't have found otherwise that might not be on Faire, that might not come up in a quick search online because they're either new or they haven't mastered the search term that you're looking for.
Yeah.
Or you stumble upon them. And that could be a greeting card line, an indie greeting card line that you never expected to find.
That was popped up at a farmer's market that you went to see. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how, when we're small supporting small, you see them, they have to start somewhere. So if it's a 10 by 10 pop-up at a monthly or once a year show, so be it. But then you get to watch them grow as you're growing too. So it's kind of fun where like, oh, hey, you started here and you see these throwbacks. Oh, now I'm opening my own retail store for what this product is that I'm carrying.
Can I and carry your product?
Yeah. Yep.
And you have that conversation. And I think the more research you do, the more confident you'll feel in finding brands that fit you. And just having the honesty to say, ooh, that doesn't really fit my aesthetic.
Yeah.
Because there are brands that I would love to carry, but they don't fit my brand.
Yeah.
And I won't carry them. I truly love, and I think they're hilarious, things like Blue Q. They're great. They don't quite fit my brand. I'm not bright and that sassy. But I know some shops that would absolutely kill it carrying
them. Oh, yeah. Yep.
But I've, you know, told myself,
you gotta stay true to you.
Makes sense for me.
Yeah, yeah.
There are plenty of brands out there that I could just love. But if they don't make sense to bring into my shop, my customers are going to be confused.
Oh, yeah.
And be like, why is this in here?
And then the same thing, there's local makers also who might have a product that you love the person themselves, but their product might not fit with your aesthetic. I've had a couple of people who are great customers and friends say, hey, I have this and I have to stick to my true north too, and be like, I really don't see that your product is a fit here. I love that. Thank you. But then let's find you a home. So I'm team, let's find you where you will fit in, where your product is going to do the best.
Oh, yeah.
So you see the best return.
Yeah. And that's another community over competition situation where, say, a maker comes into my shop. They're not my price point, but I know they might be the price point of the shop down the street. I'm not going to gatekeep.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, hey, this is XYZ, why I love your product, but you might not be a fit here because you're priced out of what my customer average sale is. But the shop five doors down might say, yes, you're perfect for me.
Right.
I'll send that maker down the street and say, why don't you just check it out and ask them if they're taking any makers?
Right.
Because you might be a better fit there.
Yeah, 100%. And then also having boundaries too. If multiple makers want to come in, they might try to be in multiple shops in one small vicinity. So I have to upfront, if I have people trying to come into my shop, I say, are you set up anywhere else in town? First off, for starters. And then they say, oh yeah, actually I already have my products in so-and-so shop down the road. Okay, well this isn't going to be a good fit. We're trying to not oversaturate, but also make sure that everybody's winning. We're pro supporting all the small makers, small businesses. But yes, as retail owners, we need to plan accordingly.
100%. I mean, it is up to you at the end of the day of who you carry. Mm-hmm. And that might mean having a hard conversation with the rep that you work with, or the business that you're trying to bring in, and say, where are you selling near me?
Mm-hmm.
And they should know that information.
Mm-hmm.
If they sell on Fair, there's a map mm-hmm. on the back end where you can see where your product's being sold. You can see when that store last made a purchase with you. Reps will know what stores are carrying the product around you. So, you know, in the bigger cities like Portland or Boston, they know exactly where the product is.
Mm-hmm.
Just ask.
Yep.
Because you might find a brand, be obsessed with it, and have zero idea that it's in the shop next door.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
It's very easy to do that.
So then that's a good thing to have communication where just have an ear to the ground, or, hey, new maker. Oh, hey, so-and-so, did you know so-and-so? Not in a petty way, but just like as a heads up.
Yeah.
There was a maker I wanted to carry who's local. I did my research and I even hit them up and was like, hey, are you anywhere local? And they did. They had two shops. They said one, but they actually had two shops in town. So before I went ahead and
placed an order,
I was able to be like, oh, okay, never mind. I want to support you. I still support you. I'm still sharing, still repping, still glad you're successful. But now I know you're in the shop right behind me. I'm going to pass. Find another small maker to support.
Well, and also what products are being sold.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are some lines that are so large that multiple shops could carry the same brand and not carry any of the same products. Because there's companies like Mud Pie, who has a women's clothing line. They've got kids' products. They have home goods.
Down to, little things like keychains or something too.
Yeah. And you could have three shops next to each other. Boom, boom, boom. They all carry the same company, but they don't carry the same products.
Same exact products. Yep.
And there are brands that you can do that with. So the larger brands that have that expansive catalog, you can get away with that as long as you're not stepping on your neighbor's toes.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to know, what am I bringing in from that brand?
Yeah.
There are plenty of brands that have that opportunity. So don't get completely discouraged if you see a tag. But also, know, would your neighbor be carrying the baby products?
Right.
If I'm going to carry that brand because I liked their wooden toys because it fits my brand, but I'm not going to be carrying their home goods, is it going to offend anybody? No.
No.
It's not going to hurt anybody.
Is the customer probably even going to realize that it's the same maker? No.
They're not even going
to
know.
It's true to your brand while you're in that shop.
Exactly. And that's, at the end of the day, that's what's important, is that you're sticking true to your brand.
Yeah. Your true north, your real why, your real, the core of what you're about.
We hope you found our discussion on how to bring in the right products into your business, whether you're making them or you're shopping for them. Remember to check us out online. We're now on Facebook and Instagram. You can find us on Apple Podcasts and iHeartRadio for updated episodes. Visit us on broodbusiness.com and share with your friends. Thanks so much for stopping by. We'll see you soon.
See ya.